Ireland's inspired music. Lovely, there is none more lovely. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. Chains are gone, I've been set free. Lord, make us courageous. Good morning. You've got Marty with the One Voice program here at Sound Out Radio in lovely Gort, County Galway, Ireland. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with us. It's always a blessing to share this time with you. Coming up in today's show, we will be talking about miracles. But first, here's a current look at our news headlines. The time is 5 minutes to 12. Missing Malaysia jet was on autopilot before crash. Iraq villagers flee militant advance in the north. Serious concerns over safety at Galway Hospital psychiatric unit. And boy missing for a week, found hiding behind boxes in his basement. Investigators are now confident that the missing Malaysia Airlines plane was on autopilot when it crashed in a remote stretch of the Indian Ocean. After analyzing data exchanged between the plane and a satellite, officials now believe that Flight 370 was on autopilot the entire time it was flying across the southern Indian Ocean until it ran out of fuel, based on the straight path it took.
Broadly in the area where our first search efforts were focused, the area has already been subject to aerial and visual searching for wreckage and debris, but now we will move to an underwater search.
Hundreds of Iraqi villagers fleeing advances of Sunni militants crowded at a checkpoint on the edge of the country's Kurdish-controlled territory, seeking shelter in the safety of the self-rule region. An insurgent artillery offensive against Christian villages in the north of Iraq has sent thousands of Christians fleeing from their homes seeking sanctuary in the Kurdish enclave. A spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, Adrian Edwards, said the number of people in Iraq forced from their homes is estimated to be 1 million so far this year.
The hundreds of thousands that fled Mosul didn't even have time to pack a bag. It happened within minutes. They fled by car, on foot, any way they could. This camp near Duhok is now home for as many as 3,000 people, set up in a matter of days. But the evacuation happened so quickly that many families here are now separated. Atika Schubert, CNN, London.
An audit carried out last month by the Health Service Executive has raised some serious concerns for the safety of the psychiatric nursing staff at Galway University Hospital. Some 14 areas were audited and concerns were raised in various areas, including lone working, safety signs, the use of latex, and not all staff being equipped with a panic alarm. And finally, a more feel-good story. Police in Detroit, Michigan say that after an intense search for a missing boy aged 12, Charlie Bothiel V, that he has been found in the basement of his home, hiding behind boxes and a large plastic drum. Last night on the Nancy Grace Show, the news of this came to light to a very surprised father.
We are getting reports that your son has been found in your basement, sir. Mr. Bothell, we are getting reports that your son has been found alive in your basement.
What?
A Galway County Athletic women's team has qualified for the August finals of the National Track and Field League finals in Tullamore. And teenager Katie O'Brien, aged 17 from Clarenbridge, made history at the weekend when becoming the first female Irish para-athlete to win gold at the Women's Royal Henley Regatta. O'Brien now has her sights set on next year's World Championships in France, which is an Olympic qualifying regatta for Rio 2016. ¶¶ weather across the region, we'll see. Partly cloudy skies, occasional showers possible, with daily temperatures averaging around 19 degrees with winds calm.
Building bridges.
We are one boy.
Hey, you got Marty with the One Voice program. Sound out.
Thank you for joining me today on Sound Out Radio. You've got Marty with the One Voice program. Send me a text at 085-169-3152 or Facebook me at Marty Luce and let me know how you're doing. I would love to hear from you. We're going to play a song called Angel Armies by Chris Tomlin. Hope you're having a great day.
My morning song, though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Psalm 7. God searches minds and hearts. Nothing is hidden from God. This can be either terrifying or comforting. Our thoughts are an open book to Him. Because He knows even our motives, we have no place to hide, no way to pretend so we can get away with sin. But that very knowledge also gives us great comfort. We don't have to impress God or put up a false front. Instead, we can trust God to help us work through our weakness in order to serve Him as He has planned. When we truly follow God, He rewards our effort. This has been Marty with the Thought of the Day. The time now is 6 minutes after 12 o'clock noon. You're listening to the One Voice program at Sound Out Radio. We're going to be discussing miracles today on the show. You can text me at 085-169-3152 or Facebook me at Marty Luce if you would like to share a miracle experience with us that you've had or you know somebody else that possibly has. Reach out to me at Sound Out Radio on Facebook, or you may reach me on Twitter at Marty Luce. You can visit my website anytime at martyluce.com. I'd love to hear from you. The One Voice program is a place where I discuss the new music that I have been blessed with and am inspired to write, the up-and-coming worldwide ministry, as well as the latest in new and classic contemporary Christian music. This program is meant to serve as a point of hope, inspiration, and connection with the listener. I hope that you are blessed, and may your day be filled with an ever-growing clarity of God's divine love and passion toward each and every one of us.
My name is Child of the Wonky King.
Delivering music that changes lives. Marty on the One Voice program on Sound Out Radio.
Enchanted Delights.
Enchanted Delights.
Enchanted Delights.
Cakes for any occasion.
Estella Collins, a sugar artist, has flavored her unique passion into every cake that she makes.
Specially designed cakes for any occasion.
Locally owned and operated by Estella Collins, also a qualified sugar craft teacher, Enchanted Delights, making memories with taste. Visit Enchanted Delights on Facebook at Enchanted Delights, Estella Collins, and let Estella create a masterpiece for your next occasion.
Specially designed cakes for any occasion.
Dangerous texting and driving can be.
Always illegal and there are no excuses.
How dangerous texting and driving can be.
Texting while driving kills. If you text while driving, you put my life at risk.
Texting while driving kills. If you text while driving, you put my life at risk too.
Texting makes a crash 23 times more likely.
Texting while driving kills.
5 seconds is the minimal amount of attention that a driver who texts takes away from the road.
If traveling at 90 kilometers per hour, this equals driving the length of Croke Park without looking.
Texting while driving kills. If you text while driving, you put my life
at risk too. This has been a public service announcement from the Road Safety Authority of Ireland. For more information, visit our website at www.rsa.ie. You've got Marty with the One Voice program here at Sound Out Radio in lovely Gort County, Galway, Ireland. Text me if you'd like to check in with me and share information on miracles. I'll give you the text number is 085-169-3152, or you could Facebook me anytime at Marty Luce. Talking about miracles today, share some information with me if this is something that has touched your life. It certainly has touched mine, and I'm blessed to be able to share that with you.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
A little third day.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. And I will sing again. So good to me, you heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven.
Jesus who loves me.
I'm Marty, a husband, a father, and a songwriter. One event in 2002 set my life on a different course, a redirection, and has helped to shape every day since then. This is my story.
Lord, you've rescued me.
It was the summer of 2002, our wedding anniversary to be exact, a magnificent sunny and warm July day.
I remember the day well. It was really hot. It was the 29th of July. It was our wedding anniversary. Marty was heading off on a business meeting that was going to be so important to us. And I remember plans for making a pie while he was gone that we'd celebrate in the evening.
I buckled up and pulled away with many thoughts in my head that day, one of which was that I was running late for this meeting.
It's about time, yeah.
An important meeting that could offer us a real boost in our new business venture. So I needed to make time, so to speak.
Just a little more time.
And then everything changed.
An amazing event from God.
A miracle. An event that is contrary to the established laws of nature and attributed to a supernatural cause.
In the moment that I had become distracted, I crashed into an 18-wheeler stopped truck at full highway speed. Everything went into slow motion as glass exploded all around me. I felt my seatbelt tighten on my left shoulder and became instantly aware of a hand that was placed on my right shoulder, keeping me firmly in my seat.
Lean on me.
We have extensive training. In this particular case, it is my feeling that it was nothing more than sheer faith and nothing short of a miracle.
In the midst of a storm.
I know what I felt and what it meant.
I will stand.
Second chances. The opportunity to start again and charter a correct course.
Two things happened on that day. I was spared from nearly certain death and given another chance at life, and my songwriting and music started to take a completely different direction.
The words in the songs touch me and help my own faith.
Hand upon my shoulder.
I started to be gifted with new songs that provided messages of hope and inspiration to share with people everywhere.
They helped me reach more for God.
I asked Helen Gray, how had Christian music impacted her life?
I think the music really satisfies me deep down. It has made God real to me.
Christian music impacts everybody a little bit differently.
Christian music is music that really does mean something to me. The words mean so much and they lift me up so much. Cry much more when I hear the things of God.
Since the accident and over the past 12 years, the songs that I am inspired to write now are melodies with messages of hope, joy, inspiration, and thoughtful meaning. You've got Marty with the One Voice program. The time here is 16 minutes after 12. In my life, many times, I have personally witnessed miracles and divine intervention. If you are tuning in today, that is kind of our topic. We are discussing miracles and divine intervention. You can still join the conversation if you text me at 085-169-3152, or you could Facebook me at Marty Luce. You could get involved with this. And if, unfortunately, if we only have limited time here, you could visit my website at martyluce.com day or night, and you could share with me inspirational things or whatever it would be on your heart to help, you know, reach out to other people and help connect their hearts to God and the truth of Jesus Christ. The Bible clearly shows the reality of miracles, events that defy any explanation other than God's supernatural intervention. Many times I have personally witnessed these miracles and divine intervention within my own life. In Jeremiah 33, 2-4, this is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Who says that there aren't as many miracles today as in Bible times? Our God is the same today as he was yesterday and still will be tomorrow. Christians all over the world still report miracles. Many Christians can testify to the genuinely miraculous work of God in their lives. Miracles can and do occur. Today we are talking about miracles on the show. Thank you for your texts. I wish that I had more time to share all of them. However, again, you may just share them to martyluce.com and bless each and every person that is able to share with them and visit and read them there. I'm going to take a moment just to read a few of these. The birth of my child was a miracle to me. Thank you, Sinead, for that text. Absolutely, each and every time that there is a new life brought into this world, you can just see the Creator's signature at work. This next text is from Michael. God spoke to me after my wife passed away 2 years ago. I was on the stairs and I couldn't stop crying and I felt so broken and so low. And then I heard God's voice speak to me and he told me that I would be fine and to trust him always and that my wife was fine and there with him. Wow. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for that heartfelt text. That really blesses me, and I am sure, Michael, that blesses each and everyone listening to today's show. Open your heart and ask the Lord to make himself more real to you today than ever before, and wait with an expectant heart. He will show up. Ask, believe, and receive. This next song is off my 2011 CD titled Captivated. This next song is called Be Still.
Be still.
Be still. And know that I am God. Oh, be still. Know that I am God, and I will reign, and I will reign forever.
Praise you, O Lord, my God.
Thank you for joining me today. This has just really been a blessing. We've been talking about miracles and divine intervention. Building bridges is something else that I'd like to just quick discuss with you, is a double CD that in God's timing is next to be recorded and used within this healing ministry. This double CD will consist of songs that have been inspired within me to write over the past few years. This project is ever so near and dear to my heart, and I place no limits on how God will use this to connect hearts and shape lives to Him. Each song on this new project will become a unique and a special tool to be used at His direction worldwide. Now, coming up on tomorrow's show, we will be discussing how has Christian music impacted your life. I hope that today's show has blessed you and helped encourage you and possibly even inspire you. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and as we bring the show to a close, the Lord keep you and bless you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Marty, and you've been listening to the One Voice program here at Sound Out Radio. Until tomorrow,
Ireland's inspired.